Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, August 6th, 2026. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Detectives say arson suspect in Old Trails fire confessed to starting 25 fires near Spokane River in the past. There are 17 large wildfires burning across central and eastern Washington. Washington legislature discussing wildfire victims fund, and Moscow School Board will discuss bond or levy for November's ballot for building projects at a meeting scheduled for 8:30 a.m. at the school district office tomorrow. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. Spokane County law enforcement say 37-year-old Aaron Farinacci has confessed to starting 25 wildfires in the past near his apartment complex near the Spokane River north of the West Central neighborhood. Detectives say they have corroborated four of those fires, including the Aubrey White fire that burned 41 acres in July of last year. Police arrested Farinacci Monday evening on suspicion of starting the Old Trails fire Saturday, which jumped the Spokane River and burned through the Indian Trail neighborhood in northwestern Spokane, destroying an estimated 700 structures. Spokane County Sheriff's Detective Mike Drapeau wrote in court records, he feels fire is powerful, beautiful, and that things that go through fire experience a kind of rebirth. At a hearing today, Spokane County Superior Court Judge Jeremy Schmidt increased Farinacci's bail to $2 million and added four new counts of first-degree arson based on the new information. According to an account in the Spokesman Review, Farinacci's attorney Colin Charbonneau asked for a competency evaluation for his client. According to detective reports supplied to the court, Farinacci told detectives after they